everybody. How y'all doing, man? Hope everything well with y'all. So today I'm gonna talk to y'all about fear. You know, fearing things in life that you can't achieve because doubt, worry, you know, when it comes to fear, man, fear is a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I say it's a mental thing because at one point a time we all had fear at something that we was trying to achieve or trying to do in life or of someone. And let's just say a person that you fear, I wouldn't fear. You know what I'm saying? But you fear that person for your particular reason in your mind, in your psychological mind, of why you think you should be fearing that person or whatever you have in your mind that worries you about the person. You know? Whatever in your mind that worries you about this person. Sorry, y'all. Whatever in your mind that worries you about this person that make you fear this person. It could have been whatever they said to you, whatever they did to you, whatever you seen them do to someone, or whatever you seen them do to themselves, or whatever it is, you know, that puts fear in your heart, in your mind, on you. And then, you know, now you mentally fear this person, even though they may not have done nothing to you, you fear. But I may not have seen this person do what you saw them do, or they may not have never done that to me, or made me fear, even though that I may see them do something to somebody. So it's a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? It's what you place in your conscious mind. So if you place that in your conscious mind, then you begin to fear whatever that situation is, or whatever that person is, or whatever they did, you begin to fear that. You know what I'm saying? And then you come complicit to that. You come buying to that. When we supposed to not fear nothing and bind all things, you know, supposed to be binding everything up, binding anybody up, binding spirits up, binding anything anybody try to put in our mind, bind it up. You know what I'm saying? Study to show thyself approved, putting it all into the simplest form, breaking it down to understanding of what God wants you to understand about it, and testing that person on what they taught you, told you, or what you saw them do, or anything, whatever it is. Not the fact that you would do violence or anything like that, but you shouldn't fear no man but God. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't fear anything but God. So everything is to be bind up. You know? And once you study to show thyself approved, you can bind anything up and everything up. Not saying the fact that I can bind anything and everything up at this time, because I'm still studying things that I have to bind up. I'm still working on binding things up in my life that I didn't know I could bind up. You know what I'm saying? But I have to study to show that self-approved. To get the understanding of these things, I have to study these things, and God will give me the understanding, and then I will have the knowledge and wisdom to bind it up. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing you all have to do. So let's get on our journey to binding things up. He gave us power to bind them up. I don't know exactly where the scripture at, and I dislike telling y'all what the Bible says, because I'm driving. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have time to be able to look at my phone and find the scriptures and actually point it out. And majority of the time when I'm talking to y'all, I'm always driving. So I don't have time to point out scripture to y'all unless I remember off the top of my head. But that's why I tell y'all to read. Or you could just type in on Google, you know, God gave us the will to bind, give us, God gave us the power to bind things up. Just type it and it'll pull the scripture up. You know what I'm saying? And you'll see what I'm talking about. So he gave us this power. He gave us this willpower to do these things. But how can you step into that power without God? How can you step into that power without studying? How can you step into this power without learning how to? You know what I'm saying? And when you're studying for yourself, that gives you more knowledge and wisdom and understanding through the measures of what God wants to give to you. That way, when somebody do tell you about it, you have that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Are you gaining more knowledge about what you didn't, you know, actually figure out? So it's like a blessing. You know what I'm saying? It's a confirmation to what you know, and then it's a blessing to get the expansion of measures of what God gave someone else about it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Now you know more. So it's like, instead of not knowing, you do know. You know what I'm saying? And what you do knowing, you can help others. Without you knowing, you can't help no one. What you knowing, you can help others. And when gaining more knowledge about it, you can get an expansion of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And then that way, what you getting that expansion of knowledge, you helping others and you giving them the exclusive. You know what I'm saying? You giving them more of it. So now it's like, wow, he know more of this. He know more of that. You know what I'm saying? They looking for who taught you. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, when someone become big in life or become something in life, most of the time the people looking for the person that taught that person, if that person not willing to teach, I can't teach. You know? So imagine you teach to someone and they say, well, how do you know this? Who taught you? And you tell them, Father Yahweh, God. You know what I'm saying? And they say, who is that? Like, what God is that? That's your God? You start telling them about your God. You start glorifying God. You start telling them. You know what I'm saying? And that can bring many people in. Because now God hand can reach out to them and open their mind up. And then it can light a volcano in their mind and it can erupt. I'm like, wow. Like, I need to know about that God. I need to know about him. You know what I'm saying? God going to bless you for that. And that person going to get blessed for coming in. For you planting that seed, opening their eyes, giving them life, giving them healing inside, making them feel a comfort, making them feel, you know, this bliss inside, this joy inside that they never had before. They interested, you know what I'm saying? But if you say, oh, I learned that, I read that in the Bible, I learned that in the Bible, I learned that online somewhere, you know? No, you ain't, who put that thought in your mind? Who gave you the understanding of that? Yeah, you may look in the Bible for it. Yeah, you may went online for it. But who put that thinking process in your mind? Who gave you the understanding of that in your mind? You know what I'm saying? That's the situation. That's the permanent cause. You know, who did that for you? Because if you know who did that for you, if you tell them who did that for you, then guess what? You'll be blessed because it's God that did that for you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, we got to understand when God is here and what God is doing. You can't know someone from afar. I can't see someone on TV or someone on YouTube or whatever on social media and say, hey, I know that person. I don't know that person. I don't understand that person. You know what I'm saying? I know them from afar. But if it was ever some intimacy where it's to the fact where this person has been around me and I'm studying this person, then I can say, yeah, I know that person. This person like this or that or that or that. I can explain to the T about this person. If you can't explain to the T to the person about God, then you're not close to him. Imagine you telling someone a scripture. Imagine you telling someone a word and they ask you, what's your God name? And they ask you, when did your God begin? Why do you claim him as your God? You know what I'm saying? They got these random questions to you. How can you answer them without knowing him? You know? How can you answer that person in full detail, exclusive detail, to where they want to know more? And more and more, and they really want in. You can't unless you study to show that self-approved, you know? Once you study to show that self-approved, then God will bless you beyond measures. You know what I'm saying? Then no one can test you. No one can challenge you on the knowledge that you got or know, you know? No one can. And that's how God works. He's not going to make you be shamed in front of people when it comes to him. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have your open embarrassments at the beginning because you lack knowledge of, but as you gain and gain and gain and gain, you're not because you understand, you know? And the more you understand, the better for you. The less you understand, the enemy got plans for you. you know. It's just how it works, man. You gotta get to that point where you don't want nothing but God. You know, you don't want nothing but the joy of God around you, the peace of God around you, and you just want to be into His Word, knowing Him and understanding Him and what He's trying to get you to see, so that you can help others that He has appointed you to. You know what I'm saying? Have that anointing upon you, so what others like, man, this brother shines so bright. This brother like got knowledge. He did see that. You know what I'm saying? And they gonna think what they want to think of you until they ask you, hey man, where you learn this stuff from? I want to know. I want to be able to do this, do that, and I could tell them. You know what I'm saying? My God, He made me able to do this. He made me able to do this. He put this in me. He chose me to do this. You know what I'm saying? And he could choose you, but you have to decide in your heart what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna learn this from, you're not gonna learn what God has for you from certain places, churches and all these other places, because they're not teaching the truth. They're teaching you a bit of the truth and then a little lies. You know what I'm saying? But they add this and add that, putting this and putting that, blinding you. You know? Can you imagine somebody who's supposed to be teaching you the truth is just blinding you, deceiving you, giving you what they want to give you, you know what I'm saying? Telling you what they want to tell you, doing what they want to do with you. You know what I'm saying? And they got the power to do that because you don't have the power to reject it. I'll come against it. I know to understand that they is. You know what I'm saying? When you get somebody power like that, man. When you get somebody power like that, you trying to bring danger to your life, you know? Bringing danger to your life, you bring danger to your family, you bring danger to your mind, you just bring danger, all type of danger, you know, and that could really damage you, you know what I'm saying, in the long run, because now you done accumulated so much of this false knowledge, you know what I'm saying, that your mindset jacked up, and now you don't want to believe nobody, so now you're unbelievable, or you just a person that don't believe in anything, or you reject knowledge, you reject teaching because you allow someone to lie to you, you allow someone to fool you, trick you, manipulate you, and now, you know, you don't want nothing from nobody because you don't believe nobody, I trust nobody, and that could be hurtful to you because now you need someone that's one of God's children to teach you, true children to teach you, you know what I'm saying, the real truth, the honest truth. And you're going to reject it because you're emotionally hurt from what someone else did to you. Now you mentally jacked up. You're mentally jacked up, you know what I'm saying? So I don't understand, you know. But, hey, you know, such is life, man. That's what happens, you know. And we just got to understand that that's the way life works and people work. Love y'all, man. Hope this really helped y'all. I'm out. Y'all stay tuned for the next one. God bless.